read, read books, books. Read, read books, books. Read, read books, books. Hold them in your hand, and you'll hippity hoppity clippity cloppity off to a different land.
Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuc. It's Tuesday, and here on the Roundtable, that means book picks. Independent booksellers from all over our region take turns joining us on the show and sharing their impressions of the best fiction and nonfiction they have read lately. Today, we're joined by Jim Havener of the Green Toad Bookstore in Oneonta, New York. Welcome.
Hello. Good morning.
Happy New Year. Thanks for being our first bookseller of 2020.
That's great.
How's it going there in Oneonta?
Very well. We had a fantastic year and an incredible Christmas season. So we want to thank all of our patrons.
Wonderful. Let's talk about some titles. What have you brought for us today?
I have five books today, and a couple of them are foreign writers, and we have some local writers as well.
Fantastic.
So, the first one I'd like to start with is The Night Boat to Tangier by Kevin Barry. Which was on the New York Times 10 best books of the year. Night Boat to Tangier is a stunning and gorgeous novel of two aging criminals and their damage-filled careers. In the dark waiting room of a ferry terminal in a Spanish port, these two aging Irishmen, Maurice Hearn and Charlie Redman, longtime partners in the lucrative, dangerous game of drug smuggling, sit and wait. They are expecting Maurice's estranged daughter, Lily, to either arrive or depart on a boat for Tangier. This nocturnal vigil will initiate an extraordinary journey back into time to excavate their shared history of violence, romance, mutual betrayals, and serial exiles, rendered with the dark humor and the hard-boiled Irish lyricism that has made Kevin Barry one of the most admired fiction writers today.
That is Night Boat to Tangier by Kevin Barry. It sounds very atmospheric and suspenseful.
It is, it is. And it's got great humor to it, too, as well.
Wonderful. Night Boat to Tangier by Kevin Barry. What is your next book?
The next one is another Irish writer. This is Happiness by Neil Williams. He's one of my favorite Irish writers. And this is a chanty new novel from the Booker long-listed. Neil talks about the loves of lives and the joy of reminiscing. Nobody in the small forgotten village of Faha knew when the rain had started, but it has stopped. Now, just as Father Coffee proclaims the coming of electricity, this rain has immediately stopped. And it's about two characters. 17-year-old Neil Crow is standing outside his grandparents' house when he encounters Christy for the first time, a new person to the small village. Though he can't explain it, Noel knows right then something has changed. The story that follows, Christy's long-lost love and why he come to Faha, Neil's experiences of love, and the endlessly postponed arrival of electricity, a development that once complete will change everyone's life and leave a world behind that hasn't changed for centuries. Williams' novel is an intricately observed portrait of a community, its idiosyncrasies, its tradition, its paradoxes, its failures, and its triumphs. Luminous and otherworldly, yet anchored with a deep running roots into the earthy and everyday, This Is Happiness is about the stories of the very stuff of life.
This Is Happiness by Neil Williams. It is a 1-2 hit of Irish authors. Where do we go now?
We're going to go to a Turkish author who has come out with an extraordinary novel called 10 Minutes, 38 Seconds in the Strange World by Elif Shafak. It's shortlisted for the Booker Prize, and she is a very well-known Turkish novelist, and has come under some kind of scrutiny from the government as well. Mm. But in this book, she really looks at a very particular point in this woman's life. In the moments after she's been murdered and left in a dumpster outside Istanbul, Tequila Leela enters a state of heightened awareness. Her heart has stopped beating, but her brain is still active for 10 minutes and 38 seconds. While the Turkish sun rises and her friends sleep soundly nearby, she remembers her life and the lives of others, outcasts like her. Leela's memories bring us back to her childhood in the provinces, a highly oppressive world with religion and traditions, shaped by a polygamous family with two mothers and an authoritarian father. Escaping to Istanbul, Leela makes her way into sex trafficking business. In the dark, violent world, Leela is tough, but also very open to beauty, light, and essential friendships, the human side of a prostitute. In Tequila Leela's Death, we see the tales of how Leela came to know and love her friends as her journey to the afterlife ends after 10 minutes and 38 seconds.
So she narrates in the first person. She narrates flashing back through her life.
Her heart has stopped, but her mind is still active.
Okay.
And so the whole novel takes place in this 10 minutes and 38 seconds.
10 minutes, 38 seconds in this strange world by Alif Shafak.
The next book I'd like to talk about is a book by an Oneonta professor of fiction at Hartwick College that just was published here in November, called The Crime of Being by Alice Lichtenstein. On Good Friday, in a picturesque upstate New York village, it is a warm, beautiful April day. This ideal day changes abruptly when Shawnee Pedruski, age 17, drives up in his dad's new pickup truck and comes out shooting with one victim in mind, Gunther Smith, the only black student in Shawnee's class, the adopted son of white parents. The Crime of Being explores the effects of a racial incident, how it divides a seemingly homogeneous community over the course of a summer and exposes its dark secrets. Tarred by the media as, quote, the most racist town in America, unquote, the people of Liberty face tangled questions of whether racism or insanity were at the root of the white teenager's violent assault of his black classmate, and whether the community as a whole can be implicated. Ironically, Shawnee and Gunther, perpetrator and victim, find themselves sharing the territory of otherness as their definitions of self are changed forever. And what I really love about this book is that it deals with a real-life situation in upstate, and it doesn't take any particular point of view.
Mm-hmm.
All the characters, the protagonists, all have a specific point of view. So it's a wonderful novel that really deals with a very difficult situation and really makes people really look at each other.
The Crime of Being by Alice Lichtenstein. And you have one more on this great list.
I do. And this is by a dear friend of mine. The book is called Driving While Black. It's a work of nonfiction being published on February 11th by Dr. Gretchen Soren. Gretchen is the director of the Cooperstown Graduate Program, Museum Studies in Cooperstown. And her new book is about a unique aspect of our history. The automobile is the ultimate symbol of independence and possibility and has shaped the country profoundly. Yet cars have always held distinct importance for African Americans, allowing black families to evade the many dangers presented by an entrenched racist society and to enjoy, in some measure, the freedom of the open road. Dr. Soren recovers a forgotten history of black motorists and recounts a parallel unseen world of travel guides, black-only hotels, and informal communication networks that kept black drivers safe as they traveled throughout the country. At the heart of the story is Victor and Alma Green's famous Green Book, which began in 1936, which made possible that most basic American right, the family vacation, and encouraged a new method of resisting oppression. Enlivened by Dr. Soren's own personal history, Driving While Black opens an entirely new view into the African-American experience and shows why travel was so central to the civil rights movement in the 1950s and 1960s. And we are going to have the initial signing and opening of our book.
A book launch event.
Yes, at on February 12th at 6:30 in Oneonta. And we're doing that in collaboration with our local brew pub, the Roots Brewing Company. And we invite everybody to come. It'll be a wonderful thing. And also, Gretchen is working with a film with Rick Burns on Driving While Black. I think that will be coming out later on in this year.
So Dr. Gretchen Soren's Driving While Black publishes on February 11th, and you'll have a book launch at Green Tone on February 12th, a great day to celebrate Lincoln's birthday. Also my birthday.
Correct. Happy birthday.
Well, thank you. Jim Havener joined us from the Green Toad Bookstore in Oneonta, New York, greentoadbookstore.com for their online shingle. Jim, thank you for being here.
Thank you so much.
Jim's list is posted online at wamc.org/roundtable, along with each week's book picks, and in fact, all roundtable interviews. That's wamc.org/roundtable.